The Father and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Who are we following? A question that comes during a time that the whole country is divided, right? The whole world is divided. Elections and this and that, and I am following this and I'm following that. But today's reading comes in that time that we are all just so scattered, so divided, in order to say one thing, in order to claim one thing, follow me. Follow me. Regardless of what's happening, regardless of who I am going to give my vote to, regardless of which party I belong to, make sure that we are focused on one thing, follow me. Readings today come in a very, very, very important time that we need to actually focus again and ask ourselves that question, and ask, as I always say, ask that question, especially now during the time of the liturgy. Again, we're always here to pray and to hear God's voice and to meet ourselves and meet the depth of ourselves. And maybe in the next hour, 45 minutes or so, use this time to really ask ourselves, who really am I following? And what does that mean? And why? And why? Today's gospel comes, St. Luke, from that miracle that happened for one reason. The miracle is not just catching the fish. The miracle is not having the authority of the Lord over the whole creation. Yes, that is the miracle. But the stronger and the strongest miracle is changing people to follow him and to be fisher of men, as he said. We'll talk about three things real quick during this time in order to understand what does that really mean and how can I really be a fisher of men. If I follow him, it is very, very clear. Follow me for that reason, to be fisher of men, to bring more people to the boat, to bring more people to the net, to use the net, as the church father says, it is the gospel. To bring people, it's not just about my salvation, it's not just about where I'm standing, but I have that role, and that role has to be fulfilled. And that role is not only for those people who are in black, or those people who are serving, or those people who are disciples. The call to follow him is for everyone, for one reason, to be fisher of men. How can we do this? 3 points real quick. We're going to talk about it in order to understand this. Again, in a time that everybody's asking, who are you going to vote for? Who are you following? Which one are you talking about? But the big, big question that I hope we can really settle our mind and quiet our mind a little bit and ask that question, who are we really following and what for? Follow him to be fisher of men. Number one, because he commanded light to shine. If you read if you paid attention to the word, to the readings of today, the Pauline epistle today, St. Paul in 2 Corinthians, he says that we do not preach ourselves but Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. Why? For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He shone in our hearts in order that light to be what? To shine. And to give that light to everybody else. Again, it's not just about myself. I cannot continue to live just about myself. Even if it's just our spiritual life, even if it's just my salvation is the salvation of everybody else. We just read the Synaxarium, St. Agathon, and said how his face was what? Full of what? Sweetness, if you paid attention, and gentleness. And he attracted other people. He just didn't leave the whole world and went in the desert in order, I am just worshiping God. No. Number one, how to be a fisherman or a fisher of men is understand that we have work to do. That we need to find that light, and we need to make that light shine. And we need to understand that we are called to come out from among the ungodly, to be distinctive, to be different. To be different in order to become fisher of men. I will never be fisher of men if I'm not different. if I'm the same, if I'm not changing, if I don't care about anything else, all I care about is, again, this whole life that we're living in, and we're just getting to be boring, right? Do you feel that or not? Like, okay, it's the same thing. Nothing is changing. It's the same thing. It's the same load. It's the same heaviness. So what? You wake up in the morning like, do I really want to get out of the bed this morning, right? Why? Because there is no excitement. There is no light. There is no light. Number one, fisher of men, realize that the Lord commanded light to shine in order that light to what? To bring other people. Number two, he commended the grace. So number one, commanded. Number two, he commended. In the Acts today, in the book of Acts today, it says that the story of the disciples and very anxious and very excited for spreading the word of God. Acts chapter 14 and in verse 26. From there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God. They were commended. Uslima ila ni'mat Allah. Commended to the grace. If number one, I have to work, number two, I have to realize that he is the one who said, what? Follow me and I will make you. But I have to submit myself to his hand. Commend yourself to the grace. Stay always in the grace. Exactly, we always say, as if we are in a big magnetic field, we'll always be drawn to him. And that's what he did with the miracle today. He attracted all the fish, all the nations, all the people to his net. But I have to stay in the field, under the magnetic field. If I'm out of the field, I'm lost. Commend yourself to the grace. See what is and how I can really stay under the grace. That's why we're here. That's why we partake of the communion, of the Eucharist. That's why we pray. That's why we read our Bible. That's why we quiet our mind and not be distracted and entangled with everything else that takes us away from the grace of the Lord. Commend yourself. They were commended to the grace. Uslima ila ni'mat Allah. The grace wants to work. He wants every one of us to be fisher of men. Remember the story of Gideon in the Old Testament? Like, who am I? But no, you are the one. You are the mighty valor. You are the one that will save. I will make you a hero. I will make you strong. Don't say that I am weak. Don't fear. Don't be always kind of passive. The Lord wants us to be fisher of men. There is a job for us. And number three, let us have good conduct. So commend, and conduct. In the Catholic epistle today, the epistle of St. James, there is a verse that is very important. At the end of the verse, it says, if I can find it. It says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And before that, he says that, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do not they come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? Number three is that we need to have the good conduct. Have the good conduct. Work on that. Work on fixing things that need to be fixed. Work on people that we need to reconcile with. Work on action that we need to take in order to be really fisher of men. The Lord has commanded the light to shine for a reason. We need to commend ourselves to the grace, and we need to be and live in good conduct that we can really understand what is it. And finally, if we look at the fishermen, the fisherman has multiple things, but few of those things that faith, hard work, and taking risk. Faith. I will not cast my net unless I have faith that something will come. fisherman is a hard worker that he can, as we've always probably seen, if you go anywhere on a shore or something, you see the fishermen are going up and early and staying the whole day. Why? Because you want to catch something. And they are taking risk of going into the sea, into the open sea, into the open water, taking the risk. If we are always scared and always like, we don't want to take that risk, we don't know what people will say about us, we don't know how people will look at us. If I be that Christian person in school or in college or work, people will always mock me. People will always say something about me. No, we are different and we have to be different. Take that risk. Take that risk. Follow me. That's the question that we want to ask ourselves. Follow me in order for what? That I will make you fisher of men. Not just following like all the people who followed him and then after a while said what? Crucify him. We are following him to really change and transform, to work with him, to be fisher of men, in order to bring people in a time that the world needs really talented people who are fishermen, need to snatch people out of fire, need to just think during the liturgy, think of someone that you know that really needs to be saved. Pray about that person. Pray that God will open door for you. I know people that in their neighborhood, they stand in their neighborhood outside of their house and just pray for the neighborhood. Are we doing this? Pray for the neighborhood. Just maybe someone there must be someone there that is struggling with something. Maybe God will open a door with us, with them, for a reason that we become fisher of men. Pray for those who you work with instead of complaining, instead of judging, instead of gossiping. Let's have a different mindset. In a time that the whole world needs somebody like that, need the light that will shine in order to follow him, to be fisher of men, to him the glory, now and forever, to the ages of all ages. Amen.